Hi, I'm Kate. Today I'll be talking about parkour. Parkour, or the art of displacement, is a form of free running which focuses on direct and efficient movement through an environment. This podcast is the first in a series which aims to unpack some of the ideas, issues, and vision behind parkour through interviews and discussions with practitioners and members of the wider community, both in Brisbane and further afield. The discipline has enjoyed a surge of popularity and attention in recent years due to exposure through films, documentaries, and the internet. Parkour is known for the incredible jumps performed by highly skilled, long-term practitioners who are able to leap between buildings, jump from great heights, and run up walls. I spoke with four parkour practitioners after an indoor training session that was held in Somerville House in South Brisbane.
Hey, I'm Adam. I've been doing parkour for about 3 years, and I'm 20 years old.
My name is Tony. I'm 25 years of age, and I've been practicing parkour for 2 years.
Hey, my name's Ramon, and I've been practicing parkour probably for the last 3.5 years.
Hi, my name's Kate. I'm 31, and I've been doing parkour for about 6 months now.
Parkour aims to use the full potential of the human body and human movement to move through the urban environment.
Parkour is fluid movement through the environment, be that environment an urban or rural setting. It's a very athletic movement, so there's vaulting, running, jumping, climbing, rolling, quadrupedal movement, so moving on all fours. I guess very varied and creative.
It's movement with a purpose. It's usually about getting from one point to the other. A lot of it is about self-discipline and challenging yourself.
We do a lot of strength exercises. Push-ups are just basic kind of things. Do a lot of running around as well, try and get our cardio up. We do different just jumping, so we might do tuck jumps, lunges, different exercises to strengthen each different muscle that we use, as well as core muscles.
I first encountered parkour in the mid-1990s, but it wasn't until years later, in early 2007, that I was reunited with the movement when I saw the Parisian parkour film District B13, starring David Bell.
David Bell, who's known as the founder of parkour, or the definitely the person who popularised it the most in the early years, he was jumping from, you know, the outsides of building to building over walls, and he was moving with such grace and flow, and it wasn't martial arts based, it wasn't about combat. It wasn't sports focused, it was about developing himself and just developing the art of movement.
He had incredible confidence, not only in his physical ability, but also in his right to be there, jumping over curbs and weaving in and out of gridlocked traffic. I was struck by the beautiful relationship between his physical body and the hard cityscape, moving faster, more efficiently, and more beautifully than any of the vehicles designed for commuting. For the first time, the idea of running made sense to me. I decided to go to a training session to check it out. What I didn't anticipate was the depth of the philosophy and the potential of parkour. For me, this has raised questions about public space, gender, and creative engagement with the environment. Because of its location within the urban environment and its roots as an expression of freedom, positivity and creativity by a marginalised social group, I feel that the most exciting prospect of parkour lies in its potential for community building and social development. To test these ideas, over the next few podcasts, you'll hear from different members of the community in Brisbane and parkour practitioners from a range of backgrounds.